laws, for example, are written to ensure that everybody has an opportunity to comment. But if we define comments in terms of sitting down at a typewriter and banging out something and mailing it in, I mean, what part of the 21st century does that match?
Right.
And one of the things that EPA has discovered is that you can create online and alternative mechanisms for getting people to comment. They've discovered that getting people to figure out what to comment on is much easier if you put performance data online in real time about what it is that's actually happening, for example, with the processing of air pollution permits, that simply turning some of what it is that government does and how it talks about it and how people talk to government about what to do creates an enormous amount of opportunity. We know what we want to do. We want accountability for programs. We want people to have an opportunity to be able to participate, and we want government to be able to explain what it is that it does. It doesn't mean that we have to do it the way we did in 1920. It means we've got to try to find a way to solve the problems we want in a way that matches the 21st century that we're living in.
So I'm giving you a platform of 50,000 watts to speak to feds and give them one message of what they can do to help make to help implement this change, to help bring about the next government of the United States. What would you tell them?
Well, the most important thing of all is to understand that there's no problem that matters that fits any single organization, and that every single solution requires work across offices, across agencies, across departments, across levels of government, across sectors of society. And it's understanding that in the end, success is defined not in terms of managing the program, but in terms of solving the problem. And while that can be scary and where there don't seem to be too many incentives for doing it, the fact is that it makes the job a lot more fun. It gets the problem solved. It's what citizens want. It's what keeps Congress off your back. And it turns out there's a lot more flexibility inside government for doing that, because in the end, it's what it is everybody wants to get done. The biggest challenge we have is that it doesn't fit the culture, and there aren't often very many incentives for doing it. And too often it means having to figure out how to do the hard way and make it the easy way, to do the things we know we need to do, but do it in a more regular and predictable way. That's the big challenge. But the very good news is that I've talked to so many people who already are doing it, but each of them are worried that they're out there doing it on their own without support. Turns out there's a lot more people out there tackling government this way than anybody realizes, and that is the biggest hope for the next government of the United States, I think.
Give me your sense as to, we have already in just the first 10 days of the Obama administration, I think seen, even in the change.gov website, seen a lot of trying new things, sort of at least some of the feds that I talk to have a sort of palpable feeling that they can sort of bring about some of the changes that they've wanted to. Is the Obama administration doing anything right, and should they be doing something different?
Well, first of all the signals that they've been sending so far are positive. It's that they're going to focus on results. I mean, when was the last time in an inaugural address you heard something about the importance of government figuring out what it is that needed to do and getting it done?
Right.
This was directed right at the people who get government's work done, and with a focus on trying to get it done well. That's a good thing. There are some very good appointments that the administration has made, and they're from everything from the rhetorical basis to the budgetary strategies are some very good ideas about trying to figure out how to move it forward. The challenge from here on is finding a way to institutionalize that, to make sure that the momentum that we have isn't lost, and that when the really tough battles come, whether it's questions about what Congress wants and internal discussions within Congress about trying to work with state and local governments, with people in the private sector, that when the rubber hits the road, that this momentum can be sustained, and that ultimately we can think about making performance the new metric for accountability. That, I suspect, is where the Obama administration is going. They haven't quite figured out how to do that yet, but that's the big question mark that's hanging out